Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Happy Thursday night, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm Linda Irwin here with Jan Drake Bakke. We've got all kinds of fun planned for you guys tonight. We've got some amazing stories, a little bit of readings, and a contest going on. But first, I wanted to remind everyone that August is Gone to the Dogs Month. That's right. Go over to www.psychicsgonewild.com. On the left side there, it says Gone to the Dogs. Click on that. Look at the pictures our own hosts have provided. And go look at all the contestants and supply one of your own. Get on that contest to get a free reading. Also, we have another wonderful contest going on, a lot of beautiful, beautiful necklaces. I would love to take them home myself. They are of some of our wise, old, feathered friends, and I can't say that word right now, and I'll explain why in just a minute. But those necklaces are provided by Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa, Florida, and they are available in red jasper, green aventurine, and blue sodalite. So if you're lucky enough to win one of those tonight, you will get to choose the color that you would like to have. I would love to adopt them all because just like our Gone Wild and Gone to the Dogs promotion, they need a home. They need to know that they can rest lovingly right near your heart. So be sure to do that contest tonight. There's a certain word we're trying to get you to tell us to say. So I'll give you a clue what that word is. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll? Who said that, by the way? It's also what the shapes of the pendants on all of those lovely necklaces are. We do thank Blue Moon Treasures for all of their beautiful gifts. So be sure to hop on over there, too, find them, and check out all of their wonderful jewelry. Well, Jan, how are you tonight?
I'm great. Thanks, Linda. And I love all the stuff that you were talking about. And I think this promotion for Gone to the Dogs that Psychics Gone Wild is doing is so awesome. Everybody's excited about it, and they want to put in their pictures and keep doing it. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to help an animal and keep it from being put away when it doesn't need to be.
No dog deserves to die just because it's homeless. No cat, no animal whatsoever. So if there's any chance that you're looking for someone to add to your household to give love to, check out your local shelter, please. If you can't adopt one for long term, perhaps consider fostering until a permanent home can be found. Jan, you must have a wonderful poem ready for us, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm glad you said that. It's right here. Okay, and it is called, let's see, God's Inherent Love. I just wanted to make sure I haven't shared it on the show yet. This is the one that my husband likes. Oh, gosh, I hope I haven't shared it already. And if I have, then, oh, dear.
Well, share it again. Classic literature is timeless.
God's inherent love. God's light runs through all things. The source of God is inside our hearts. The source is our divine self. The light of it is inherent and shares all life. Love comes from the source, God the source. God is love. We are love. God inherent in us. We hold the source, God's light. It lights up our heart like birds in the sky with dove's wings while an angel sings, as queens and kings, as freedom rings, we fly for so long and high, and then we die. It is not goodbye. The light continues on as we ascend into a new life. We will transcend and let go of the old and make amends to a new life with the source, a new path and a new course with God's direction and loving connection, a new beginning and new end. It's something to comprehend. Inherent love, peace, eternity is quite a blend. Light traveling through our hearts. Love is the message it will send. And that's it.
Beautiful. And you know, you reminded me of something.
What's that?
I had a cat, Nirmal. Nirmal was quite the character. I mean, he could say words. He could read labels and choose which can he wanted for dinner. He liked to play tag. I'd walk to work. He'd let me get about 3-4 blocks away, and he'd run up, tag my toe, and then take off. He could imitate the telephone. He could imitate a doorbell. It was just amazing the things that he did. Well, one day he didn't come home in 1988, and we went to every shelter trying to find him. We don't know what happened to him, but I was laying on the couch one afternoon, and my husband at that time wasn't home, and all of a sudden I heard something at the door, so I got up and I went to look, and there was Nirmal. He was a Maine Coon, and he looked fluffier and healthier than I'd ever, ever seen him. I remember bending down and giving him a great big hug. I loved him so much, and he and me too. He loved me. And then all of a sudden I recall waking up right then on the couch. But it wasn't a dream. It was an actual astral experience. How do I know that? Because the door was shut before it happened, and when I woke up and looked around, it was open. But that was not to be the end of Nirmal. A year later, I had moved to a different apartment. I divorced my first husband. And I was outside one night when a guy said, "Is this cat yours?" And it looked totally different. This wasn't a Maine Coon. This was just a black cat. And I said, "I don't think so." Well, the cat meowed the same way Nirmal had in life. He jumped 5 feet across the yard from this guy's arms into mine. And I just knew then, when I was holding him, that it was him reincarnated. So I brought him into the house. And I gave him the Nirmal test. I had somebody watch him for me while I ran to the store real quick and came back with his favorite cat foods. And I held the two cans out, and he did just like Nirmal. He'd look from one can to the other and read the labels, and then he'd take his cheek and nudge the can that he wanted. So I could tell,
oh my
and he would
God.
Even say some of the words. He could say, "Work." I'd say, "I'm going to work," and he'd go, "Work." And some of the other words he'd say if he wanted to go out and play, "Meow now." Me out now.
Aww.
This is definitely Nirmal, but it wasn't meant for him to live with me this time. He had brothers and sisters in the neighborhood. So the guy I was living with at the time took it upon himself to find Nirmal's brothers and sisters, and he did find him, and he returned him. How Nirmal got over that fence is beyond me, but Nirmal could jump huge distances in his previous life, and apparently he could now, because that was what he would have had to have done to find me. But that just tells you that animals, even when they're incarnate, can actually zero in on your energy and find you. So that was just amazing. But Nirmal, of course, would have by now, because this was 1989, have crossed over again. I found that out in 2010. So he apparently crossed again at about age 11. But he is a spirit guide now. He actually helps. People ask me if what happened to their animal. Their animal left home. They can't find him. They got separated. What's going on? And I will go into meditation and connect with Nirmal, and he will find that pet and let me know whether or not they're still alive or not. For example, one time, Nirmal was on the counter in his spirit form. This is the only time I ever let him get on the counter is in spirit form. And I asked about a specific animal that was lost, and he scratched twice with his claws. You could actually hear it, though you couldn't see it. He scratched on the counter, and then he sent me the message that I know where this dog is. I will get him back home. He led the owners the next day to happen to drive down a certain neighborhood, and they found that dog under somebody else's porch, but he was okay. He'd just been without food for a day. On the other hand, he also helps animals to cross over or let us know if they have already. I'd gotten a message on a forum that I was in that somebody's animal, somebody's cat, had somehow gotten out of the house and hadn't returned in a couple of days. So once again, I asked Nirmal. And Nirmal told me no, and then showed me the white light of this cat and let me know that that animal had actually left home so that they wouldn't cross in front of their owners, because they'd feel really bad about that if their owners had actually witnessed their crossing. But Nirmal also helps the animals cross over that he knows in our circle, in our family. And he's done this a number of times with a cat named Olivia that was owned by my brother-in-law, and a dog that's owned by my sister-in-law. He'll let me know, because he'll show it to me either while I'm sleeping in my dreams, or perhaps while I'm awake, he'll just flash me a quick scene, letting me know that he helped them over. In fact, we have a footbridge that goes across the irrigation ditch in front of our house, and I call that Rainbow Bridge, because that's where a lot of animals come and go through our lives here onto the other side.
Wow.
Dan, did you have a story you wanted to share?
That is just so beautiful. I'm just like mesmerized. I'm just like going, wow. What a beautiful story. And I just love hearing this. And I just, it's just wonderful. And this, not only are you able to do missing persons, Linda, but you're also able to do missing animals with the help of your spirit guide, Nirmal, guide cat. And that is just so miraculous. And I know it's real, too, because I experienced the spirit animals myself. I've been able to contact spirit animals for some of the clients that have asked me to, friends of ours, you know, around who asked for readings, and I've been able to see them and let them know that they are there and they're okay and they're happy and all of that, and I do that through my meditations. But mostly for me, the thing that I was going to say was when I was having several of my dogs, I've always had dogs. I grew up with dogs and cats, but I've always been really close to all of them. But when my dogs we usually have had to put our dogs to sleep because they last a long time, but then it's their time to go, you know. So in my later years is when I've been able to see those dogs in dreams after we've done that. And they come right away. It's just an immediate thing. That very night when I go to sleep, I'll see that dog. And that just is so, they just come right in and they're just happy and they've already crossed over. I mean, I think they go fast, you know. It's like immediate for them. And I'll see them and they're just bright and happy. And one of them, Casey, ran into my arms in a dream.
Oh,
what?
You broke up for a second there.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. One of my dogs named Casey, that we had to put to sleep, that night, I saw her just flew into my arms in a dream. And she told me that she was totally okay and that she loved me and that she was thankful for all the years that we had together and that I took care of her well. And that was just that was so awesome to experience that. So I know that they do all that. And I haven't seen any of them as guides or anything, but I'm sure they are. I see animals in general as guides, spirit animals around people, and I can also see just in general, just like spirit animals around, like totem animals, and those are the guides that come in that are our protectors and our guides throughout our life. They're kind of like the angels and our spirit guides. And so we have animal guides, too, and we also have fairies, too. I'm able to see those a lot. But if someone asks me to look for their passed-over animal, I can pick it up, too. But usually with the spirit guide animal, that's a whole nother thing. It's something that I didn't really know about until I saw this butterfly and in my when I was sleepwalking, And then I have been able to pick up the animals in readings for people. And it's just a really bizarre but yet miraculous experience that I've never been able to do that I have known of. And I don't know why it's coming out now, but it is, so I'm just accepting it. And the animals are, I think, becoming a bigger factor to everyone these days. One of my dearest friends called me up the other day from Oregon, and while we were talking, all of a sudden she was taking like a hike, and she wanted to call me because it was her birthday. And or actually, I called her, I think, and she was taking a hike. And all of a sudden, just out of the blue, I mean totally out of the blue, a bunch of turkeys just start, just walked across her path. I mean, she didn't know where they came from. They just came from out of the blue, like five or six of them. And they just started, and they came, then walked across the street, and she's just going, what? You know, and so I think in general there's like this whole thing with animals these days where we're sort of connecting more closely to them, and they're connecting to us too. And why on earth, how can I possibly be seeing animals the way I do? I don't know. We're ascending, so that goes into a whole other subject of ascension. But anyway, as it is, the spirit animals are all around us, and they want to give us messages. They want to help us, and they're there for us to rely on and to ask help for, and they will come in all the time to do this. And so I witness it constantly with friends. One time I was doing a missing person thing for somebody, and a horse came in who was a horse. This is my friend Misty, and her father had passed over, and he had this horse that he loved. And he came through so clearly for me, and he was going to help us on our missing persons venture, and he did. He helped us find the location and everything. They do this for us. And so when you talked about that, Linda, about your cat helping cross over the animals and helping them, you know, find them, I know this. I know they do it. I know the animals do this. So it's just a miraculous thing. Yeah. It's just,
so
I don't,
any
I'm
of our, I didn't say so. If any of our callers to 773-897-6461 would like to share their own experiences about psychic animals, we certainly invite your call. So should we take our first caller and
for
see
sure.
maybe if they want to get in on that contest provided by Blue Moon Treasures?
Yes.
Well, let's go wild then on area code 212. You're on with Jan and Linda. Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Bryn calling.
Hi, Bryn.
And, hi there. I guess, can I ask for a reading? Is that possible? Or
sure.
Sure.
Did you have a specific question? Or?
Well, I guess I'd like to see if any of my guides have a message for me or the angels at this time.
Okay. These are interesting cards here you get tonight. All right, Bryn. The first one seems to be a long period of meditation that you've been involved with to find your path. And it looks like you've been working on it actually in one level or another for, I'm getting the card for the 20 years now that you've been working on this, and it's coming to fruition at last. I also see for you a woman who is assisting you from the other side. She's a very gentle woman. She's not real old. I'd say about middle age that crossed over that's in your life. I'm not getting what relationship to you, but it looks like she has no hair at all, so it looks like it may have been someone that crossed from cancer. Does that resonate with you?
Gee, trying to think of that person.
It could be someone you know through social network or someone you worked with or...
Cancer.
It appears to be. I can't say for sure, but it's something that caused her to lose her hair.
I can't see at the moment who it might be.
Okay, well, just know that she is guiding you.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to Jan, but I do have to ask you, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop?
good one. Say 92. I don't know.
Hey, that sounds
probably
good to me. Okay, Jan,
yeah,
what do you have
for Bryn?
Yeah, that
sounds good. Hi, Bryn.
Hi there.
So, Bryn, what was your question again?
Just a message from the guides or angels.
Okay, sure. Well, I get the animal guides, but as you know, your angels are always around you. But
right.
The animal guides that I'm seeing right now for you, the first one I saw was Cat.
Okay.
The second one I saw is Wolf, and I'm not sure if I've given you Wolf before, but let's see what Wolf says. And it says, characteristics and behaviors that no longer serve your spiritual purpose are being pulled from your consciousness. Make cooperation a priority over competition. Valuable insights, ideas, and new teachings are coming your way, so pay close attention.
Okay.
It's important to maintain your self-esteem and integrity and deeply trust your inner knowing, even when you feel misunderstood. And you're being physically and psychically protected at all times. So that's really nice. You know, it's good. If you've been feeling a little too civilized and want to tap into the wild and instinctual, that is a good idea for right now. And you have a strong sense of family and community and intuitive sense of social order. You will defend your loved ones too. And you have a lot of sincerity. And you're a natural born teacher. You are at ease with your closest friends and family. And in mostly those are the people that you're closest to, of course. And let's see. And that's basically what the Wolf is saying to you. Let's just go right on over to the Cat, because that is the first animal I saw. And
was it normal?
Maybe it was. Oh my God, Linda! What does normal look like? Normal, I mean. Normal.
He's a Maine Coon, which is sort of a tabby color, but he was about 25 pounds.
I couldn't tell. It was dark. It was different colors of dark. It wasn't like tabby, you know what I mean? Is it tabby orange?
Well, he had brown, gray, beige, a little bit of black.
That's what I... Yes, that's it. That's
very,
those, it
very
wasn't...
furry. Lots of
oh
hair.
Oh, my God. Linda, I think it's him. I thought tabby was a orange. No. I saw
well,
exactly
sort of a
what
mixed
you just
color.
Said.
Some of them are stripish. He had a little bit of a stripish to him in places.
No, this cat was dark and gray and furry and looking. He was just sort of looking like nothing much. I can't remember. He just sort of passed through. You know what I mean? But he was the very first one, and I noticed he was dark and gray, different colors. You know what I mean? Type thing, and kind of really furry. You said he was really furry,
right?
I bet it was him.
Okay. Well, if it is him, permit me to assist with this particular totem. Okay, Nirma was a very strong and independent cat. He was one of those that could take care of himself when he was outdoors in the wild. At least he could for the first 6 years of his life. He was a very quick learner and grasped onto everything much earlier than other cats would. Extremely intelligent and definitely didn't feel like he was a typical cat. So that would tell me that you are also the same way, Bryn. You're very intelligent, very quick to catch on to things, ahead of everyone else in the pack, so to speak. You also blend in well because he blended in well with raccoons. And basically that you're a very powerful person like he was. Does that resonate?
I don't know. There's some things I'm not quick to learn. I think sometimes I'm kind of slow with this.
Well, our own perceptions can be different from what everyone else sees, too.
That's true. I can take care of myself. I'm independent.
Good.
I'm intelligent, I guess.
Jan, did you have anything else?
Oh, I think that's a really wonderful, excellent reading, definitely. I mean, that says a lot. The only other thing that I can see here is to listen closely to your intuitive guidance.
Mm.
And, when normal is coming through, it says this is a period of magic and mystery for you, so pay close attention to the signs and omens that will direct you. And whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits, will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for you.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I think that's...
It'd be nice to have a partner in my life. That's one thing I haven't had for a while.
Had what?
A partner. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah. I'm ready for
okay,
that.
Okay, well, this may be it, Bryn.
Okay.
Call back in and let us know how things develop for you, okay?
All right. Thanks, you both, for your nice, beautiful energy of both of you.
Oh,
thank you.
Same to you.
Thanks. Take care now.
We send you love.
Okay.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
And remember, www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the contact us link. You can schedule your one-on-one personal reading time with all of our wonderful readers over there. And also the Gone to the Dogs contest. Enter your photo over there under the Gone to the Dogs. It tells you how to do it. Check out the pictures that are already submitted. I bet you've got a fur buddy of your own that you would love to show to the world and get in on those prizes. Also, toll-free number now, 1-844-935-7200. You can also schedule your appointments through there. Okay, should we go wild on our next caller?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to bring on 904. How are you?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Hi, could I get your name, please?
This is LaChandra.
Okay, and what can we do for you?
Just trying to see when will I meet someone where it will be long-term. I'm not looking for anything short-term. So basically a long-term partner, someone that you possibly see me marrying.
Okay, I have to tell you that with the ET cards, we do not get time frames, but that might be something Jan can help you with. But I can give you characteristics and circumstances around that particular event. And I'm seeing that it's coming at a time when this might be now or it might be in the future where you have taken charge of your life and not so much listening to what others say about you, and that you're also one of the light beings, meaning that you are a light worker and that you are taking off further on your mission. And I believe that's how you will meet this partner, is through some sort of group or association where they are also involved in light work. And I'm also seeing, too, that ETs are watching over you. You've actually either witnessed something in the sky or felt a presence in the room that wasn't a human spirit. Does that resonate for you?
It does.
All right.
Now, awesome.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Who was it that asked how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll?
I don't know.
You had never seen that commercial?
The owl, right? It was the owl.
The owl? Oops, I said it. Uh-oh. I said owl. Uh-oh. I think we have a winner. I said owl. Can you believe that? Oh, man.
Yes.
Guess what? You are the winner of one of those fabulous owl necklaces. Are you in the Psychics Gone Wild, the real room, yet on Facebook?
I think I am. I'm not one. I know that I liked one page, so if there are more than one page or...
Well, this is the one that's got over 2,000 members. I think 2,218 members the last I checked. It's got Psychic Jethro up there with all kinds of wild and crazy words as the banner.
I'll have to check it out.
Okay, hopefully we'll get that posted in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
No.
Okay. Well, I will call you after the show, and I'll get your snail mail so that we can get that out to you. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, so now my next question is, what color would you like? We have red jasper, green aventurine, and blue sodalite.
Let me see. I'll say the green.
The green? Okay, good choice. Okay, now I'm going to pass you over to Jan to see what she has to share.
Hi, congratulations. And what was your name again?
Lashandra.
What? Lashandra?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. I see a bunch of dogs around you now, like a whole bunch of dogs. But let's go to the first one. First one was elephant. So let's see what the elephant wants to tell you. Make it a point to be of service in some way to the young, elderly, or less fortunate than yourself. Do not let anything stand in the way of attaining this goal that is so integral to your purpose. So your purpose right now is wondering about this relationship, right, when you might have a long-term relationship?
More so me ministering.
What? I'm sorry.
Well, I do want to meet someone, but my sole purpose right now is to minister.
Is to, I don't know why I can't, I just, I'm not
to
getting it on
my
phone.
To start my own ministry.
Oh, you
mm-hmm.
want to start your own ministry. Oh, how awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, this would
oh,
be a
beautiful.
Great way to meet Mr. Wright, I think.
Oh my gosh, it would. This is, well, that's where, yeah. And oh my God, how beautiful. So let's see what else it says. You have the determination and persistence required to overcome the current challenges you're faced with. Trust your senses and something in your life. If something in your life smells bad, take the necessary action to do away with it. An elephant is, that's what the elephant is known for, is their smell. They can smell things really well. And it's time to renew your sense of connectedness to the divine. Well, that's what you're doing. You're going to be renewing your connectedness to the divine because you're going to start your own ministry. You have an insatiable hunger for knowledge and continually seek to understand things. And you are the best at doing social work or being responsible of public service. Oh, my God, this just fits you. And you have an innate capacity for drawing on ancient wisdom and communicating this whenever appropriate. Oh, my God. And you're passionate. And once you set your mind to something, there's nothing going to stop you. So as far as the ministry goes, it looks like you're going to be doing well in that. And I think Linda just said it in a nutshell.
Right.
That's where the long-term relationship is going to come in, possibly, during that. But if you want me to, just for a second, I did see a whole bunch of dogs around you, and a couple of them were black and white dogs, like Dalmatians.
Okay.
Let's just read a line or two and see what the Dalmatian is trying to tell you, or the dogs, you know.
Okay.
They look so pretty. They're just lovely looking. So
yeah,
keep your
faith strong. Yeah, speckle-tacular.
Yeah, speckle-tacular, exactly. That's cute. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service. There we go again. Same thing as what the elephant says.
I actually planned on, because I'm getting ready to move. In a week, I'm getting ready to move back to Dallas, and I had planned on, like, getting involved, like, volunteering at women's shelters.
And, really?
And going to, like, the hospital and volunteering. Because I'll, have my weekend free, so.
Oh, that's so cool. No wonder there was, like, more than three or four of them, not just one. They're surrounding you because this is what you're going to be doing. Awesome.
Well,
you're on the right path. Everything's go for you.
Fabulous.
Okay, well, thank you.
I also want to congratulate you on winning that green aventurine owl necklace. Oh, shoot, I said it again, but that doesn't count because you already won one. Anybody else makes me say it later, they'll win too. Thanks, LaChandra, and continued success on your path. I love it. We need more like
you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Wow, Jan. I wonder if we're going to give away
cool.
the other two tonight, huh? What do you think?
I think we are.
It's very possible. But first, we're going to take another caller. Hey, 575, you're live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hi there. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
I was just curious and wanting a general reading from you guys. You guys are doing a great job tonight.
Well, thank you. What's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see what the cards have to say for you. Da-da-da-da. Wow, you are quite the warrior woman. Did you know that?
Yes.
I'm actually feeling like you do your work in the astral realm. A lot of times when you're dreaming, you may come back feeling like you were doing some type of exercise or activity.
Yes.
I believe that you're helping to protect from cyber bullies over there. Yes, we have them over there. They're dark entities that attack people that don't know what's going on when they're dream time. Does
right.
that part sound right to you?
Yes, it does. I think I just try to kind of shield all that. But I know that.
Well,
when
you
I
have
wake
a
up,
mentor
it's...
over there. I'm actually
Is there a
showing
name?
Either an older male spirit like a father, uncle, grandfather, or possibly just a guide that has always been with you, but he's a male, and he has very light hair. Do you recall seeing anyone like that in your dream time?
No, but I always know that my grandfather is around me and helping me.
Well, maybe the hair is gray.
Okay.
I can't see in color. I can only see in shades of black, white, and gray. But that's
okay.
great. Yeah, he's with you. And then the last card that I'm getting for you is that there's somebody that you're trying to avoid right now. It's either a work situation or some type of social situation. This person has put you on edge. And just
right.
to stand strong, call on that warrior spirit, call on your grandfather, and you'll be just fine. They will back off. Okay? Does that resonate?
It totally relates to what I was having to deal with today, yes.
Oh, great.
And
okay, I have
wow.
another question for you. We've got,
we're
giving these necklaces away tonight, but
okay.
who are some of the characters you can think of Winnie the Pooh other than Winnie and Piglet and Kanga and Roo and Tigger? Who would be some more characters?
Oh, my gosh, it's been so long. I don't know.
Oh, there might be one
road
that's kind of roadrunner. Feathered and wise and big eyes.
Oh, wow.
Likes the nighttime.
Oh.
I don't.
What?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be darned. I said it again. I was going to say, I'll be darned, and I slipped. I said, I'll be darned, and I guess that means you got me to say it. And I'm going to give away another necklace. We still have
yes.
available red jasper and blue soda light. Which one do you think you would prefer?
Blue soda light.
Okay. And I will be calling you after the show to get your snail mail address. But in the meantime, I'm going to pass you over to Jan so she can tell you what your animals have to say.
Thank you so much. You were spot on.
All right. So, Tammy, I see a horse really clearly for you. And says, you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You're much more powerful than you think you are. Teamwork with your family, friends, or community is important right now. You might be feeling held back by external circumstances or by continued beliefs about your supposed limitations. You're feeling victimized you are feeling victimized by others, is what it says here. It says to call on Horus too to help you if you are feeling victimized. But it also says that you are getting the urge to travel and explore new territory, maybe. You're being prompted to expand and deepen your spiritual practice. And even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you can still deal with the mundane issues and concerns. You're also very loyal, and you love to wander about just for the sake of wandering. Well, that's one idea of what the horse says in one book here, but this also says, it talks about personal power here. Real power flows freely, inspiring and invigorating without limits. And centered in our power, we remain calm when others disagree with us. Gone is the need to coerce, compare, diminish, or judge. Freed from the desire to manipulate, we can assert ourselves without confrontation. Healthy power is a balance. And so that's what the horse represents also. So that's kind of interesting. And
I think it is, too.
Does that resonate to you? Huh?
Yes, and, it resonates with actually my day-to-day life, my waking life, but every night I have, like, this horse in my dreams.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the horse was very strong that I could see, and so that's why it's coming in dreams too.
Right.
The horse is just trying to help you with you being able to keep your personal power and your strength inside of yourself and to use it, you know. Oh, that's neat. It's coming to you in your dreams.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
In my waking life, I was like dealing with this situation with my community, and I was like, I just want to do the right thing and hold my head high and not entertain the criticism and, confront the negativity. I just want to be able to hold my head high and do my project. So.
Right on.
So you both are just overwhelming me right now. So.
Well, Tammy, you're overwhelming us with your mission and your love and your energy.
Well,
so I guess we're even, right? Again, congratulations on the necklace. I will call you and our previous winner after the show tonight, so be close to your phone, okay?
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You both. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And be sure to go
awesome.
To Psychics Gone Wild. We've got the real Psychics Gone Wild room now on Facebook, 2,218 members the last I saw. And also www.psychicsgonewild.com to put in for prizes to get that one-on-one personal reading time with the psychic of your choice. Check everybody out over there. See who resonates best with you. Listen to all of the shows. Get to know who everyone is. Get a feel for who they are, because I guarantee there is someone in our family that will resonate with you and that can work with you one-on-one. So do schedule that time. Also toll-free, 1-844-935-7200. Set up your appointment. Leave a complete message with details on how to get back to you. All right, Jan, we are rocking and rolling.
All right, we are. This is a great show and great callers. Wow.
Oh, I know.
Thank
and
you, Linda.
I love all of the new people that are coming in, too. But we do have one of our friends on here. And she's
okay.
been quite a supporter of Psychics Gone Wild. Hi, Annette.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi.
Okay,
Hi.
I will
you.
Just say this.
Hi,
Annette was the winner of a full half-hour reading with me, which I gave her Saturday, so I'm going to be passing on the reading this time, but I'll hand it to Jan.
Okay, hon. Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hi,
and Annette, I'm really glad you called in. And so I had done a reading on you yesterday, and I was supposed to give it to you, but I didn't. And I did a little bit today, too, and then I'll check for an animal today, too. But let's see. What I really got was I saw a lot of green around you, you know, like green is meant for the heart chakra, and it's a healing color, but it also represents the heart. And I just saw that so vividly, the green, and yesterday. And then I also saw a huge surrounding, like a beautiful fairy forest with waterfalls, a lot of green bushes and flowers and animals and bunnies. Those are the animals I saw, were bunnies and deer mostly. And I'll look those up just to see what they say. And I've never seen those. I don't think I've seen those around you before, but this was a really neat place that I saw for you. And then I saw like this big, huge buffet table out there too for a picnic. So it could be that you might be going on a picnic sometime, or it also represented that you were surrounded with love and a lot of caring right now, a lot of care about you right now, a lot of love.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like your angels and your guides and your fairies and your animals are all surrounding you right now, and also your friends and also the Psychics Gone Wild are surrounding you right now. You're not alone. And I feel that peace and tranquility is coming around you, and you are going to be able to experience that. You will be coming to that. It's also warm, a warm feeling. And I also felt today that I felt like you might, and just let me know if this is true, I feel like from you that you're feeling like, when will someone, you know, help me? Or, you know, because I feel like you're always helping others, you know, whether it's your family or your friends or, you know, different people that you might be in relationship with. It's all, you put yourself out, you put your heart out there so much. I just feel your heart. It just comes out so much. And it's there. And inside of you, I can hear you say it. When is someone going to, you know, help me too and be on a heart level with me? Because that's what you need. And you deserve it. I mean, it's like, I feel like you crave it, you know. And so, but I know that you're going to rise above all this and you're going to survive it. And I know what you're going through. So that's what I got as far as the reading. And then I also felt that I know that this person that you're thinking about is, you know, I feel like you touched that person so much. And that's such a gift that you have. You are gifted so much in your heart for others and your concern and your love and your sensitivity. And you touched that person. And I know, because when I read him, I felt it, that he felt it, and he got it, and it touched him. And he's never going to forget it, I don't feel. You know, whether no matter what happens, he's never going to forget that. And you did a service for him, because that's where he needs to come back to. He needs to go there and find that place in himself. And I feel like he did. When he was talking to you, I feel like he did actually do that. But he was so concerned about all this other stuff, you know, so concerned about it that that's what he's doing. He's like doing this thing, you know, and he has to do it because he has to help his business and get it going. And so he's gonna scam. So he's gonna do. But I think he kind of went like, oh my God, I'm like having feelings for this girl while I'm scamming her, and I think it was a little bit. I feel like it was a little bit intense for him. And so anyway, that's all I have to say about that. And, you know, I just wish you well on that, and I'm sure we'll be talking more on that subject. And I do feel like he is going to call you again. If you want to know that, I do feel like he is going to call you again. But I don't want to lead you on to, like, telling you you should get involved with him, because I really don't think you should. But that's just my opinion. So, but,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
It can all, things can all change, too. I mean, miracles just happen every day, and you never know what can happen. People, things can change. So, in a, as you know, as we've seen. But let's just look up the bunny real fast and see what it had to say. Oh, where is it? So it's under that, 313. And anyhow, I hope that you're feeling better today. And this is a very creative time for you. It's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way unexpectedly. In a few days, if anything threatening shows up, leave it as quickly as possible. So I don't know if that is meaning this fellow. I don't feel, I don't think it is. But let's see. And you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness for a few days, and then you'll have a burst of intense energy. That's just, you know, your creative energy has been low, and so it needs to get a boost, and you may be feeling a little bit of lack in vitality. So, you know, I'm sure what I got from the reading that I got for you is that you are going to be fine. You're going to survive this whole thing. You really are. And your intelligence, common sense, and wit serve you well, especially by helping you out of scrapes and uncomfortable situations. So there it is. Ding, ding, ding. That's it right there. You're going to be fine.
There it is, Annette. And just remember that Jan and I and Psychics Gone Wild, we do have your back, okay?
No, I appreciate it. I know you do. I love you guys.
Yep.
Well, we love you, and so thanks for being a friend and a fan, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, I just want to thank Carlene, Chris White, and Lori C., who are doing such good work helping out in the chat room. I want to thank you so much for everything that you're doing, thanking everybody that's listening in tonight. And don't forget, you can also listen in the archives. We've got some questions going on tonight in the chat room about energies. I think that can best be explained a lot by astrology. So if you want to go back to actually the archives, go to the on-demand section here and listen to last night, Jethro, Melissa, and astrologer Ray Sett. He talked a little bit about what the stars are going on. So at this time, we're going to try to get the next one on. I can't figure out why this is spinning, but we'll see if we can get it to go. If not, we'll probably just spend the rest of the show talking. Okay, let's see if I can get this one on. Hello. Ah, I just lost my studio. Ah!
Uh-oh.
I know. Well, Jan, one of the things that's always amazed me about the animals and how wonderful they are is that they're unconditional love. They don't have all the prejudices and, well, I hate to say the word negative, but negative experiences that have caused humankind to do things that aren't so nice. Animals react purely from their animal nature. Don't you feel that way?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. And they're just so pure. It just blows your mind. The other day, I was outside doing my watering, and all of a sudden this dragonfly comes around and just sits on this post about 2 feet away from me. And it's just like, it just sits there for about 20 minutes. And I just go, what are you doing? Who are you? And it was just like I know it was a visit. I mean, I know it was Eric, first of all. I just, a friend of mine in the spirit realm. But just, it put me in a place of complete, like, awe, you know, like, oh, my God, this precious little thing is coming here to be right around me and not move a muscle and just, like, hang out. How pure that is, you know? I mean, just like, wow, I was just blown away. But anyway, I know they definitely do. They really, they are so from their heart and so pure.
Oh,
we
are
so lucky.
Well, we've only got a little over 4 minutes. I did finally get the studio back. I think my ET friends were nice to give it to me. Thank you, guys. Love you up there. But also, too, I just wanted to remind everybody to follow Psychics Gone Wild. Click that follow button up at the top of the screen there and get all of the upcoming information right to your email inbox. So this last call, we're going to have to do a really, really quick reading because we've got 4 minutes left. Hello, Infinity 888 Radio. You're on with us.
How are you, ladies?
Hi.
Hey.
What can
Good.
We do for you?
There's a dog around me.
And, I'm sorry, you're breaking up really badly. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better.
I always feel a dog around me that's like, he was rushing around, like he's searching for something. Could you all pick that up? Or what's
Jan, I'm
going
to pass that right to you.
Okay. And you feel that like a spiritual presence of a dog?
I do, sometimes. But you can just give whatever you got. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I'm
Thank
sure
you.
That... Oh, for sure. I see a tiger, though, right now, for you. That's what I'm seeing right this second. So, but yeah, if you're feeling a dog spirit around you, there's no, I wouldn't doubt it. I'm sure that he is, you know, I mean, because if you can feel that and he's around, then that's really cool. But right now, the tiger has just shown his face, so I have to go with that. And it says, remain focused, be very patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours and where others may enter only with permission, and take time to enjoy the solitude in this space. Get ready for a new venture in your life. You're going to have some dramatic changes. You're naturally clairvoyant in the gift of prophecy, and it becomes stronger as you age. You're a healer, and due to your tactile sensitivities, you may be a good vehicle for healing and performing some kind of body work. So does any of that resonate for you?
Right, yes, no, 100%.
Oh, good.
Awesome. I will say this much before we let you go. Yes, oftentimes animals that have passed over into spirit, even if we didn't know them in this lifetime, if we were connected with them in another lifetime, they'll come back to work like with guides with us to kind of give us a nudge in the right direction when we need it. Okay?
Oh, really quick, I just want to say it was because the dog had, like, jumped, almost jumping towards me, and I had a flea literally crawling on my arm.
Wow.
Well, I would say use your intuition to try to tune into what all of that means for you. We really do have to go. We're down to 90 seconds.
Thank you
for calling, though.
Thanks
and I hope
for
we
calling.
Thank you.
Call back in next week or sometime if you want to, please.
Okay. Bye-bye. Everybody, thank you for listening. Jan, why don't you tell them how they can get a hold of you?
Okay. My email is jandrake007@hotmail.com. And I'm on the www.psychicsgonewild page, and I have my own page on Facebook, Jan Drake Bakke.
All right. You can get a hold of me also at Psychics Gone Wild. I'm the psychic musician of the fifth kind. That's right. If you have questions about ET, ask me. I've been in the business my whole life, which has been 57 and a half years, basically. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night. We have Jethro Smith and Patty Negri, and we still have one of those owl necklaces to give away. So be sure to try to make them say the, I can go ahead and say it, owl word. That's
owl.
Right. Make them say owl. And win that red jasper owl from Blue Moon Treasures in Tampa, Florida. Until tomorrow night, everybody stay wild. Love ya.
Love you. Have a great night.